pretty common for residents of rural Alaska, including students, to head south for some time during the winter, sometimes for up to a month or more. As KHNS's Abby Collins reports, the question of how to deal with extended school absences recently came up in Haines.
There are a lot of reasons people leave Haines in the winter. For seasonal jobs, different family situations, and vacations, to name a few. When a student is involved, leaving for a long period of time becomes a little more complicated. Leslie Ross's fifth grader is one of those students. Her parents work in different communities, and that's led to her taking extended absences from school for the last 3 years. This year, she'll spend at least 2 months out of town.
Before she left, we sat down with the teachers and got, you know, an estimate of what they're going to do for the next 2 months.
Over the years, Ross says the process for how her family deals with her daughter's absence has changed. Right now, she's not actually enrolled in the Haines school, but she says she's still learning.
She's learning. She's good. She's doing homeschool. It's just we're not on a homeschool program. And, you know, it's a different way of learning. But when she gets back, we'll sit down with the teachers and make sure that she's up to date with everything.
Ross says there are also important educational experiences that happen outside of the school building.
When you're out of school, you do get to experience, you know, she's done some amazing things like river trips and things like that.
Patty Brown teaches elementary math and science at the Haines School. She sent a letter to the school board earlier this month titled Planned Absences Impeding Success. In it, she talks about the challenges of extended absences for both students and teachers. She spoke about the issue at a recent school board meeting.
While I certainly value travel, family time, and novel experiences as an enrichment to anyone's life, I think there's a reason that our school year is as long as it is.
In the letter, Brown talks about how absences impact things like school climate, teacher workload, and overall learning. She says she's talked to other teachers who feel some of the same pressures that she's addressed.
It just feels a little bit like we're backsliding when some of those same kids miss weeks and weeks. I mean, I don't mean even like 1 week, but weeks, and in more than 1 year, multiple years in a row.
High school science teacher Mark Fontenot spoke up at that meeting, too. He agreed that it's not an easy situation, but it is something he's learned to deal with.
I think in a nutshell, it's just part of the deal, living where we do. It's been a frustration for me since I started here. When anyone asks me what the hardest part of teaching in Haines is, it's the number of days missed. It's the number of absences.
He said while he feels educational progress can be affected by long absences, he wouldn't want to see any hard policy implemented.
The results might be really catastrophic. I think we could lose more students to homeschool.
Brown didn't suggest implementing a significant policy change that would limit absences. Her letter focuses on ways to encourage better attendance. When Ross's daughter gets back to town, she'll re-enroll. Ross says keeping her daughter in school in Haines is important, so despite challenges, they want to try to make it work.
Both the principal and vice principal and the teachers have been really good working with us on it. It would be good to have especially with our enrollment dropping in the school, try to figure out how we can accommodate these alternative families and alternative ways of enrolling in school.
Accommodating families may be especially important for the school district now. Enrollment is the lowest it's been since the 1950s. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.